This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and this time today, normally on Thursday I have one or both. Today I get both. It is Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
I'm going to take this back in time. Years ago, I remember the first time Bob and I went to the range. Now, you got to understand the mindset I was in. I had been a policeman. I'd been in the Army and been a firearms instructor. I'd been writing professionally about guns for about 8 years. So I thought I was pretty good. And within about 2 hours, I realized that everything that I'd done, most of the stuff I'd learned, most of the stuff I'd taught was all bunk.
Or just not needing, right?
Yeah. It was extraneous crap. I've always defined intelligence, and I'm going to say this at risk of tooting my own horn, as the ability to take in new data, analyze it, and then make changes if needed. And that took me, I was on board within a half an hour. And one of the things that you've always preached, which I find so refreshing, as opposed to do this my way, or you must have this, is shooter choice, right?
Yeah.
Huge component of what you do. You know, I don't care if you want to, you don't care if I want to put a flashlight on my gun or two flashlights or three or five red dots or whatever, or if I show up and I want to draw a 1911 from my back pocket, as long as I'm safe, right?
Yep.
It's kind of, you let the shooter make his own mind up about what works to them, because we're all built differently. We all come from different places. And, that brings us to Mr. Hackathorn, Ken Hackathorn. Great credentials, been around forever. One of the founders of IPSC and IDPA, gun sight instructor, NRA police firearms instructor, taught FBI, green beanies, law enforcement, even HRT, even FBI's HRT, which is a big deal. I grew up reading Ken. In Soldier Fortune and Guns and Ammo, American Handgunner. I know like seven guys that have...
That was like social media back then.
Yeah. I mean, remember going to the
your store out on.
Yeah. You get the magazine and you'd be pissed off if it wasn't in yet. Well, Ken sat down and did an interview with Bill Wilson of Wilson Combat. He's a consultant for Wilson, by the way. That's one thing in his resume I shouldn't have left out. And he goes off on appendix carry. He goes off on weapon lights. He called appendix carry a potential decocker. I've been laughing about that for a couple of days now.
Yeah.
He also is really down on weapon lights. And saying that, you're not law enforcement, you're not military, you don't need a light on your weapon.
Period. Wow.
Yeah. As a result, a lot of guys are calling him a FUD. He's not a FUD. But I think, we run into this every now and then. New tactics come around. How would you describe it? Because you are Mr. New Tactics, whether you like it or not. And there's this unwillingness to kind of step up and embrace them, and you end up with a fight, or that's not the way I was ever taught to do stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean you definitely see that in law enforcement. People that are old timers that are now trainers or leadership, and it has to be their way. It's just narrow-minded thinking.
Yeah.
There's always a better way to do it or a different way to do it. And like how you start off, that's why I'm so big on do it your way, because no method is going to work for everyone. So
right.
the only way that you become the best, personally, is figuring out what works for you. And like when it comes to gear and what other people are saying, I mean, it's like what you're using it for. I mean, I always tell people when they ask, it's like if it's coming from somewhere else and you question it or it sounds legit, put it in perspective of, or put it in the situation that you're going to be using it for. If it works and makes sense, well then do it. If it doesn't work and make sense for you, then don't do it. It might make sense for someone else, but it might not for you. So no matter who's telling you to do something, if it doesn't work and it doesn't make sense, don't do it. And it's that simple.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking to a mutual friend, and he said today, you know, he doesn't have he's old school. I mean, revolver guy, doesn't have any lights on his guns, but you know, he says they slow down the draw, and you know, yeah, maybe I started out with a Streamlight TLR1, which is a big light by today's standards, but you know, you can pound in nails with it. I have the TLR7 on the Staccato. And I don't notice it at all. Doesn't get in the way. Sure as hell doesn't slow down the draw in any way.
Yeah, that's a first I've ever heard that. Yeah. I don't know why, how it could or why it would slow down the draw. I mean, I just don't. I wouldn't. You know, someone saying they don't use it, it's not that I'm going to argue with them. I only put out what I would do. You know, that doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. It should be for everyone, but. I don't know why anyone would say a weapon mounted light is bad.
Right.
I mean, if you're carrying, like, if you need a light, 100%. If you're at night and you don't have night vision, you have to have a light. And the whole, did he go into why a pistol light isn't needed or you shouldn't have it?
Well, he just basically said only law enforcement and the military need them. You're a civilian.
It's weird.
I know. I mean, how are you sure of your backstop at night without a light?
Yeah, you have to have a light.
Somebody comes and starts pounding on your door.
Quite shooting.
Yeah, I mean, somebody comes and starts pounding on your door, you shoot them. And then you find out because you didn't identify they were your drunken neighbor who just got the wrong house.
Yeah, that's good. I've never understood why anyone would say that he wouldn't need one. And then people say the weapon is bad. Well, I think shooting one-handed is bad if you don't have to.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have a light in the other hand, that's what ends up happening unless you're doing the under the gun thing that used to be taught. For law enforcement, that then if you get into multiple shots, rapid, you know, shooting fast, good luck in throwing that thing.
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, that's how I learned how to shoot with the light. And your strong hand is resting on your weak hand.
Right.
I always kind of braced it on the watch. But it's resting on it. Your weak hand is not helping to control the gun at all.
No. That'd be fine for one shot, but shooting 10 rounds in 3 or 4 seconds, good luck controlling that gun without that left hand on the gun.
Yeah, I just think, you know, gear always changes. It gets smaller, it gets better. I remember when 60 lumens was a lot. Now I think I got 200 on my pistol. You know, I can see the bones in my hand practically. But gear gets smaller, it changes, it gets better. So we have to change. Dogma has to change. I mean, you know, you've been in enough gunfights, hundreds, that you're able to make, you know, see trends and notice changes and improve upon things. There's no cop that's been in that many gunfights.
Hang on right there, if you would, because we're coming up on the break. You can continue this line of reasoning when we get back. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is also Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is the latest episode of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And you were just talking about the differences and why you do this and why you do that. So if you need to get back into that, I stand aside.
Thank you, Bill. Also, appendix carry. I mean, telling somebody how not to carry a pistol is, to me, that's crazy.
I don't. It is crazy.
You carry appendix. You like it. It's comfortable, right?
Yep.
See, I prefer an OWB at about 330, and that's just what that works for me. But I would never tell you not to do it. And, you know, I think these guys, especially some of the older guys that, you know, that did a lot of IPSC and did a lot of IDPA, are still kind of part of them is like the speed reholster. And how are you going to reholster fast, Bob, if you're carrying it under your shirt in your appendix?
Well, yeah, you know, so you're right. If it's going in a competition thing. And that's 100% the wrong way to look at it. You should always look at gunfighting, like real gunfighting first, and then competition after that. Which a lot of people do the opposite. They train for the competition. They don't train for a real life situation.
You know,
because they want to win the comps. I wouldn't care if I won or lost. I'm never going to train for a competition. I'm going to train for a real life situation always.
I've seen you holster your pistol a few times, and I've never seen
you. Super fast, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never seen you not look, and I've never seen you do it quickly.
Yeah, there's no need for it. Unless you're a competition shooter, and that's probably where it's coming from, which is an absolute wrong way of thinking.
So telling somebody how to carry and what they need to carry, and I think, you know, I don't think Ken's a FUD in any way, shape, or form. He's one of the originators. He's a hell of a writer, the hell of a trainer. But I just think, you can't, nowadays you can't be resistant to change. And like I said before, you have enough experience that you're able to analyze what you did and make recommendations based upon that. And until somebody comes along with more experience and says, Bob, you're wrong, or let's look at this, you know, I don't see changing. I think you're spot on. Anyway, now we get to yell at Bill because he's going to carry a damn 10 millimeter.
What's up, Bill?
Well, Bob, the other day, I've recently gotten back into vinyl. And when I was looking for a record player and some vinyl to buy, there's this one place in town called Second and Charles. And I went into Second and Charles, and the first thing I did was buy the wrong kind of record player. I thought I could get by with buying a cheapy, bad mistake. So I take it back and I exchange it. I get a proper turntable. And I'm sitting here all happy because I get to listen to my vinyl again, just like when I was a kid, except now it sounds better. And, the way you take care of it is so much better. I'm very happy in my choice. Tuesday, at the place that I shop at for this stuff, Second and Charles, a young man, 30-year-old, strapping young man, apparently in some sort of mental form of duress or something, goes in there with an 80-inch piece of broken glass and mass stabs 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I wasn't there. And I'm almost certain most of the highbrow used book, used vinyl, music instrument toting people are not gun carriers as I am.
You mean dirty hippies?
Yeah, the dirty hippies. And I don't even qualify because my hair ran out. I don't have any hair anymore. So, I'm sitting there and then I'm starting to read the report because I'm talking about this on the local radio show, right? This kid comes out. Like I said, he's a pretty big kid. And a cop rolls up on him, and the cop gets out, and he's trying to talk to him, and that's when they find the 8-inch piece of glass in his hand. And the guy, the kid tells the cop, your taser won't stop me. Another cop rolls up. This time the kid sees him. He starts moving towards the other cop. The first cop draws his taser, pops him, nothing. Now, the thing here is that they never drew weapons on him. And when they tased him, he tripped over his feet initially trying to dodge it, and then he got up, and they wrestled him to the ground, and he tried to stab them, and he tried to stab himself, and they just beat him into submission, and they didn't kill him. Which I think that's superb. If you're a young police officer, a young man, and you can get into a hand-to-hand confrontation and stop an attacker, that's stupendous. I am not that
great
anymore.
Restraint.
Yeah, yeah.
Great restraint.
I'm not that anymore. So I'm just thinking, you know, this kid was, I don't know if he's wearing a coat or what happened, why the taser didn't work with him, or maybe he was just strung out, or maybe he's in some, wherever it was, all I was thinking was, sharp instrument 21 feet. tutor drill. To that end, this past weekend, I went out and I decided to, just for the giggles of it, I decided to test a 10 millimeter versus a 44 Magnum, which I've always been able to shoot a 10 millimeter, shoot it well. I can have four or five pieces of brass in the air at one time, full house loads, and I can hit a pie plate at about 15 yards. Not bad. Not bad for that. So I'm shooting that, and I'm thinking about it. And I got to this idea that, you know, the gun itself loaded weighs 2 pounds, 2 ounces. My Glock 45 weighs, with 17 rounds and a flashlight, weighs 2 pounds, 4 ounces. Any of my Staccatos, with the exception of the CS, which I know that's your favorite gun, but any of the other Staccatos, they're all going to be very close in weight. So I'm just thinking to myself, I'm gonna start carrying this thing just because... With this thing, I can go through barriers. I can go, if I have to, I can shoot at their car. I can, if I put them on body and everything, maybe this is going to stop them. It's handgun bullet, right? But maybe it's going to stop them to where I don't have this big kid coming at me at full velocity trying to stick me with a piece of glass from 21 feet. Maybe that stops him to where I don't get stabbed at least one time. And I know all about the difference in the 9mm and the 40s and all that other stuff. I get all that stuff. I understand it. But if this, based on the testing that I have seen and the databases I've seen, 10mm will stop everything from a Kodiak Bear down. Which, depending with shot placement, if you put a 9mm in the right place on a Kodiak Bear, probably stop them too. But...
Yeah.
This one is designed to, punch a big hole in it just wherever it hits. And to that end, I'm just, that might be the way I go. And I don't have any issues because, like you just said, it has to be the shooter's way, right? The shooter's way is the right way. But anyway, we're going to run out of time before you get a chance to tell me what your thoughts are on this. We're going to run out of time, so I didn't get to tell the story last time, so let me tell the story this time. Lee Williams, of course, is an investigative reporter with Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, in addition to Armed American News, and in addition to thegunwriter.substack.com. We've been missing Mr. Keller. Bob Keller is at Gamut Resolutions. He's been doing some self-improvement, not with himself, but with his range at Gamut Resolutions. And
what's going on with him?
Yeah. I've been doing some excavation and some other things and construction and everything, making the range better. And so that's why we haven't had him in a while. So we get to do Think Aim Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden speaking from the White House.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run Thursday and never returned, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The EPA is allowing drivers in eight major corn-producing states, including Nebraska, Iowa, and others, to access E15 fuel blends year-round starting in 2025. E15, containing 15% ethanol, was previously restricted during summertime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load, and this is Thinking Fire, and now I'm girding myself for some critique because I've decided to segue to the 88 Magnum like in Johnny Dangerously, because, you know, it'll go through the tree, a suit of armor, the car next door, and, you know, all that other stuff. Anyway, what are you going to tell me?
I wouldn't badmouth you. It would be one of those things. Can you shoot just as fast and just accurate with another gun that you were considering using? If the answer is yes, then it doesn't matter where you're shooting. I mean, it ultimately does. Like you said, it comes down to shot placement. So,
right.
I mean, the only time it becomes an issue with me is you see people, like with the pocket guns or the big, dirty, hairy guns, and you see them try to control the gun, especially when it gets in. Most people, when they go to the range, only shoot one or two rounds, and it's slow aim fire considering a real gunfight, like how fast you're shooting. So then if you actually have them shoot, like I would say 10 rounds in four seconds, maybe under 3 seconds, and then try to control the gun, and they can't, well then you're probably shooting something too big, but, you know, too much recoil or too small of a gun. I mean, it's controllability. To me, it's never been the knockdown power. It's how fast you get multiple rounds on target.
So with this, this Glock 20 is actually a Poly 80 lower. So it has a narrower grip profile, which is closer to the Glock 45 and the Glock 17 than it is to the, it's still double stack 10 millimeter, but it's a narrower grip profile. So once I get this dialed in, because I've got an optic beam mounted on it, I've got a couple of holsters being made for it so I can actually carry it effectively. Once I've got that all dialed in, I will probably train with my Glock 17 on a regular basis, if I just want to shoot and pull triggers on a handgun, I'll probably use that. And I'm just looking at the grip angle on the Poly 80 is closer to that of the Staccato.
Yeah, it's a nice grip.
Yeah, so it's for me, it's because I do not want a Staccato in a police lockup. And I mean, now that I've got mass stabbers happening here in my neighborhood, where the aging hippies are buying their used, and I mean, I'm going into all these places buying vinyl and everything. I like to think that I'm aware enough to where if I see trouble, and hey, if it unfolds in front of me and dude pulls out his piece of broken glass, gun's coming out, but I'm not going to, you know, start opening up on him. If he starts going after people, I'd be compelled to get involved in it. But his attention's not going to be on me initially, I don't think. Although I did have I had a texter on the morning show the other day. He told me he was going to find me and call me out.
He should. And then you could introduce him to your new 10mm.
Yeah, but I was, you know, I just said, listen, dude, I got on the air and I was like, listen, I don't want, you know, whatever your problem is, you don't have one with me. Because I was talking about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and apparently these guys were demons. And he told me he wanted to dig them up and grind their bones into oblivion.
Oh.
And first time I texted him, I was like, do you need to go talk to someone? I mean,
yeah.
Are you crazy? Is that what your problem is? But then he came back and he was like, well, you're misrepresenting history. And the next time I see you, I'm going to call you out and I'm going to interrupt you right in front of England. Right. And he knew where I shopped. He knew where I was grocery shopping. And I was like, oh, so, you know, but I carry a gun everywhere.
Hey, you never know.
Never know. So, I mean, I don't want to get involved in that if I don't have to. I just simply said, hey, look, you don't have a problem with me. Whatever it is, you don't have a problem with me. But he keeps coming into the text line. He's walked all that back now. He didn't want to. It wasn't going to be physical. He was just going to debate me.
Yeah.
While I'm in the middle of shopping at a grocery store, you're going to debate me. Yeah, sure. I'm so going to take that. Yeah, that's happening.
Well, and that's a nice segue into our question.
Yes.
Because somebody went the other way. Chet asked, I love my Glock 28. It's extremely concealable and accurate. What do you guys think of the 380 as a defensive round? Oh,
minimum.
That works for you. That works for you, brother.
The bear.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not a caliber guy.
No.
Fast rounds on target. Well played.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve asks, what part of the finger should I be using when shooting my Glock? It's more comfortable for me to use the inside of my knuckle, not the tip of my finger. Will I be less accurate? Does this even matter?
He will be more accurate because that does away with that low left nonsense that everybody seems
to have. So, yeah, you just ask him finger placement on trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that is a good one because the book answer, or at least what I was taught, in range of Italian SF and even at the unit, supposed to be the meaty portion of the index finger.
Right.
The tip.
So not the tip. Not the tip, right in between the tip and where the, you know, the other side of the knuckle would be. Yeah. That's book answer, but I call straight up BS to that. It's wherever you put your finger on the trigger, wherever it allows you to pull it straight back to the rear. And the reason, well, just, that's just how I, him as an instructor, as a shooter, you do it your way. You know, everyone's hands are different, everyone's fingers are different, so where your finger goes, having that meaty portion of your finger might not allow you to pull straight through. Having the tip of your finger on it, that might not work. Having a whole bunch of finger on there, that might not work either. So you got to find that sweet spot for you personally. I had a guy on my team, he shot a pistol, like, with the actual tip of his finger. Like, instead of, like, so he was pushing it back.
Like, oh, God. I know. I just like what you're saying.
Yeah. So I don't even know how he got his finger in the trigger well to do that, but that's how he pulled it, and that allowed him to pull it straight to the rear. And so that's a very weird and awkward way to pull a trigger, but do you think anyone of us ever told him to stop?
No.
No, because he was a phenomenal shooter. So it's a great example of, like, it's never a book answer when it comes to shooting. You got to go to the range, put a lot of rounds down range, and figure out, and try different methods, figure out what works for you, and then stick with it. But, like book answer, too much finger on the trigger is going to make you hold the trigger to the right. Too little finger on the trigger is going to make you push it to the left. But that's book answer. That might be totally opposite for someone else. You know, and that's the beauty of shooting. It truly does come down to what works for you.
For me, it pushes it to the left. If I'm not using three quarters in, it pushes it to the left. If I put it three quarters in, yep. I'm tearing up the center of the target.
Yep, so that's you figured out where you need to put your finger. It'll tell you to pull straight to the rear.
That's right. Even with the big artillery.
It's never going to be the same for
everybody. Yep.
Okay. Anonymous says, I bought the OGX Keller modular sling through Audi Gear based upon your recommendation. I paid $55. I must say I am not happy. I am thrilled. It's light, has no memory, as you pointed out, the other slings do, and it's rugged. If I could do a lot of pull-ups, I could do pull-ups with this sling. Thank you, gentlemen. Bob, keep the no BS gear coming.
Hang on right there. We got the last break coming up. We'll get back to the question and answer, which I'm sure is bursting at the seams. Bob Keller runs Resolutions. And he's been away making Gamut Resolutions better. Lee is an investigative reporter at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is at armedamericannews.com. And he is at secondamendmentfoundation.org as the sole investigative reporter there in the Investigative Reporter Project. And when I say investigative reporter, that's where he employs that critical thinking. It's not a copy and paste. It's critical thinking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Think Aim Fire, and this is also Lock and Load. This is Lock and Load with Think Aim Fire, whatever, however you want to put it. We're in the middle of a question and answer that Lee is kind enough to put together to put in front of Bob, and because Bob's been away for a while. So back to the Q&A.
Any comment on that, Bob? I love Bisling, too, by the way.
No, I'm glad it works for you. I agree. It's
anonymous.
It can be a 2-point single play. It's a simple swing, but it works.
Anonymous says or asks, center mass, high center, or head. Have you seen these side on targets? Thoughts on where to aim on a side target?
On a side, where do you mean a side target? Someone canted there?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a judgment call, but if it's something like, it depends on how he's standing too. Is he running? Is he just standing there? Is he shooting Weaver stance at you? If he's canted to you and he's not shooting at you, what are you shooting at him for? I don't know. I'd have to know the situation, because if he was shooting Weaver stance and I had a shot, I might shoot him still center mass. It's still gonna get his vitals. If I didn't have a shot, if his arms were down, I would go instantly headshot.
I don't know the side on target that he's talking about.
I'm assuming like someone's canted to you, so they're sideways.
I would say for most people, other than Bob, just try and get something in their center mass, and that'll be difficult enough.
Yeah.
Anonymous says, I'm looking for a mid-range long gun for farm defense. Would you recommend 6.5 or 308?
Oh. That's you and Dill, since I'm not a gun guy. I would say 308, but
I would guess, I did a little look in, and I would say it's all based on what you want to spend. You can buy the Barrett MRAD with 338 Lapua. They have a 308 coming. That's only $5,300. Or you can get a Savage 10 for around $1,500 in 308 or Creedmoor. But that Ruger American rifle is running around $500, and that's in 6.5 Creedmoor. Depends on what you want to spend. Anonymous says, does Bob consider a shotgun useful for anything other than breaching? If so, what shotgun would he recommend?
I'm definitely not a shotgun guy, so I wouldn't even be able to recommend anything. Weren't you a shotgun guy?
I would recommend the 870. It saved my life. It's a great gun. It's real simple. They never jam. They're not, you know, astronomical. Although nowadays I look at all these bull pups that are out there, and I ask myself, how do you turn that on, you know?
Yeah.
Anonymous, Staccato is now sending me emails about their new ammo line, range, and match. Have you guys tried it? Will they be releasing defensive ammo? I got the same email. Range ammo is $400 a case, which is a little more than you can get right now, and the match ammo is $500. I have not. You're the rep, man. Are they coming out with defensive?
That I don't know, but I do have. Yeah, I have 20,000 rounds of match coming to me, so I'll be able to talk about that here next week.
Okay.
But no, I have not shot any other ammo yet, and I don't know if there's going to be a defense ammo. I would assume if the ammo goes well, they would dive into that, but right now, just like everyone knows, it's match and range ammo.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be stupid not to come out with some defensive, and Staccato is anything but stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the Supreme Court will eventually rule on assault weapon and magazine bans? Yes. We were waiting for the perfect case, and now Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, National Association of Gun Rights, and even NRA we're all asking the Supreme Court for a writ of certiorari to go after the Illinois assault weapon ban. So, yes, I think they'll be picking that up, because right now what you can own depends a lot on your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, the thing that's going to push them, is about to push them over the edge, is what Hawaii did.
The spirit of aloha?
Yeah. without knowing the specific, you know, without putting the specifics of why they did it, it had to do with the Second Amendment, and they decided they were going to go back to their constitution that existed prior to them joining the United States, spirit of aloha. And, you know, that's not the way that works when you join a, you know, federation republic type thing. You sort of give yourself over and say, oh, we will abide by your constitution. Thank you very much. Thanks for protecting us. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it a whole bunches. But I think that's probably, I can imagine even Sotomayor and Kagan and James looking at Ketanji Brown. Is it Ketanji Brown James or John, whatever her name is? I can imagine those three leftists looking at that going, they're standing up to us? Well, so, you know, we might get some 9-0s out of that, because I'm sure there's a little bit of ego involved with being a Supreme Court justice.
The Illinois is a good case. You don't want the wrong case to go to the Supremes, because right. Then that's how errors happen. But from everybody that I know says that the Illinois assault weapon ban and the magazine ban is the worst, and that will do well. We got time for one more, Bill?
Yes, you do.
I got an email from Nathan that was record-setting length. But long story short, he's got money issues, but he wants to set up a carbine because he's worried about what's going on in the country. Basically, what can he skimp on and what can he not skimp on, Bob? Buy a good gun, number one.
So he's mix-matching, he's building his
home. Yeah, he's putting some stuff together, wants to know what he can skimp on.
Well, I would tell him just to buy a good basic AR with good sights and not worry about optics, not worry about flashlights or any of that other stuff. Just a good basic gun.
Yeah, and it's hard. I wouldn't ever want to say a skimp on anything when it comes to your gun. Because even you said the rail or the buttstock or the pistol grip, I mean, if any of that goes to crap when you're using it, that's not good, right? And that's a tough one to say. I would skimp on this or this, because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, just tell me.
I would say buy a good gun.
Yeah.
Completed.
Or if you're buying components, just make sure it's a good mil-spec component.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't need to be high-end competition stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the big expensive aftermarket stuff.
You could throw one more in there if you got one.
Here. Is Trump getting his act together on the Second Amendment? Yes.
No, look at that.
I would say yes, because he's got his sons, and I've been told that his sons are real hunters, real shooters, and even real reloaders. So I think they're going to be educating the old man on what to do. And last question is for Bill. Who's going to win the primary on Saturday, the Republican primary?
What, in my state?
Yeah.
He's going to club Nikki Haley like a baby seal. and that dimwit, she's going to stay in it anyway, because she got, I don't know what she's doing, but I mean, she wasn't much of a governor when she was a governor. When she got drafted out and we got Milquetoast in her place, that was an upgrade.
How was she on guns?
She went to FN and shot guns, and she wore her heels, so she was out there. Yeah, I was testing those guns in my heels. There's always something about her in the heels. So whatever it was, I don't know what it was. Whatever it was fun. It was not very high impact. She never did much of nothing, really. So
okay. Neither for nor against.
Neither for nor against. Although they're still trying to drag us somehow or other into constitutional carry, although they cannot get their collective stuff together. But anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining me today. Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions. Hopefully you won't be renovating next week. That would be nice. And, well, Lee Williams, thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, and SAF.org. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.